Welcome, 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 as always, to Live from Vietnam. Hey, man, every Friday night, the home of J. Cole, the home of Avion Crockett, Bone Crusher Smith, Dennis Smith Jr., Michael Williams Jr., and many more. When I'm introduced, we always say, but we're going to wait till later to introduce him. And always the illustrious host, co-host with the most, we got the Podfather, my man, the Prime.
What up, what up?
We got the story of the 26 in our own, Mr. J.
What's good, everybody?
And, of course, hip-hop, 26 own hip-hop star, Latin Loonies. What up, bro? Loonies. Yo, Pickett, is my man on deck or no?
Loonies, what up? You don't hear us?
Loonies, say something, bro.
His mic muted. Your mic muted.
I got you. We in here. We live.
Hey, P, is my man on deck?
Yep.
Well, as always, we usually say this name in the introduction, but you may know him from his role on Notorious as Damian D-Rock Butler. You may have seen him on Law & Order SVU or HBO's Five Rounds or many more. One of Fayetteville's favorite sons. My man, Dennis L.A. White, welcome to the Vietnam, live from Vietnam, man.
Going on 26, huh?
And my man, 50 grand, what's up, man? Welcome to the show, bro.
Thank you, man.
And from what I understand, welcome home. So you good? You landed? You in the 26?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm back to Frisk. Bam. I got a movie screen.
You're cutting in and out a little bit, LA. I don't know if everybody else hearing what I'm hearing. Did you got some buzz?
I'm cutting
out.
Yeah,
you got some buzz. Yeah, you were cutting out a little bit there, bro.
Let me get you right. Hold on.
There you go.
Can you hear me?
So, fellas. Yeah, absolutely. I hear you now, LA.
Cool.
So go ahead and say what you were saying. So you hit the 26. Welcome home,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here at the crib, man. It's good to be home. You know, the Ville's grown. It's crazy, all this stuff that's being built up here in the Ville. I love it, you know. And I'm here. I got a movie screening called The Prayer. I'm doing this Sunday in Fayetteville. So that's the reason why I'm back. And to be on the show. Oh.
Well, definitely, man. Well, give us the deets on that for Sunday, man. We will definitely show out. You know how we do in this city, man. We show out. And you are, that's one thing I want to give you. Before we get into this, I got a lot I want to talk to you about, Ellie. I'm sure the dudes do too. Man, you always show out for the 26, man. In LA, I see you in LA with celebrities. You rocking the Ville chain. You rocking the Ville life. Shout out to my man, Lamar McNeil. Of course, we all know him as one of the dopest rappers in the Ville. But big ups to you, bro, for rapping.
Yeah, man, you know, a lot of people have come through the city and, you know, they left their mark and they go out and they don't speak about it. So, you know, the Ville's always supported me, always showed me love. So I got to show it back.
100%. You know how the city do. So tonight we're celebrating the ladies in hip hop. But before, you know, of course, we got L.A. on here. So I want to talk to you about a few things, man. One thing a lot of cats don't know about you is we got a lot of video game heads. My man voiced like five voices on the Warriors video game. The dude was on Death Fight for New York, on the Def Jam Fight for New York. And also, let's talk about a little bit of the wonderful world of Dennis, man, how you got in the hip-hop game first, man. Give us a little insight.
You know, back in the days, I always was rapping. I was always spitting. And there's a crew called Bomb Shelter. That is crazy. I used to manage
them. Big up to Nervous Rick and RIP Filthy Rich.
RIP, yeah. And, you know, J. Cole came up underneath them, which is crazy. But, yeah, so I was always rapping and everything. And so I moved to D.C., recorded my album, The Wonderful World of Dennis. And, you know, we hit Billboard charts pretty hard, man. And so, you know.
That was 2003. For all the hip-hop heads, 2003, it was a Billboard charted album right here out the Ville.
Yeah, that's when that you had to go to Paradise Records and buy the CDs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that was before the streaming sites. But yeah, man, so I've been part of hip hop for a long time, and I've been in this business for a minute too.
So, you know, I always call us a little international city, man. Like, and we getting that reputation, you know, for a city of under 300,000, man, we punch pretty hard. We punch above our weight.
Yeah.
Talk to us about how you transitioned from that hip hop into, man, you got a lot of acting credits. I mean, you know, you've been in a lot of stuff. So how'd you transition that into acting, man? And guys, I don't want to step on anybody's toes. If anybody has anything to ask LA, please jump in. Please, right quick. We're going to get into it, but I wanted to talk to him. Yeah.
So I've been in like 80 movies and TV shows, and I started here in the Ville. I was, you know, Cape Fear Regional Theater. I was doing plays there.
That's what's
and
up.
All the independent little plays, I was doing that in the Ville. I was in forensics in high school. Yeah. At Lewis Chapel, I was doing forensics.
Hey, I went to Chapel.
That's what's up. So I was always doing that, acting, plus playing sports. And I just did, it's something I was great at. So I did my first movie out of Myrtle Beach while I was living in Fayetteville. I stole my mom's car, drove to Myrtle Beach. Went to the audition, booked the role and everything. So that was
some 2-6 shit. I stole my mom's car and beat feet to the fucking audition. Welcome to the 2-6.
Word, for real. So then I moved. You know, I couldn't do everything in the Ville, so I moved to West Palm Beach, studied. I moved to D.C. That's where, like, I did a lot of plays. I did I recorded my album, as you know, independent films, and then I moved to New York. New York is when everything kind of popped off because I started hosting at Fuse Television. So I was the first African-American on Fuse Television when it started. So, you know, with that show, yeah, give it up.
Gotta love the city, man. Big up to the city. Big up to L.A., man. Go ahead, L.A.
Yeah. And so, you know, with Fuse, I was interviewing, I mean, everybody from Marilyn Manson to 50 Cent and everything. So that kind of really opened up the doors for my career, for real.
So also, while we talk about it, man, so before I get into tonight's topics, which I can't wait to get your opinion on these, and I know a later guest, which we're not going to announce right now, but they know what's up, that you got some relationship with there, so that's good too. So I want to talk about what you're doing now. I know you're doing acting seminars. Give us an update on what you're doing right now, Matt.
So I just finished starring a movie with Omar Gooding called News Cycle. I just wrapped that last week. I have a company called Act Like You Know, actlikeyouknow.org, where I teach acting, I teach celebrities, I teach people who want to come up in the game and just help them learn how to be working actors. I got a screening this Sunday for a movie called The Prayer that I directed and co-written. It's 3:30 p.m. at 118 Johnson Street in Fayetteville. It's free. You ain't got to pay to get in. You can wear whatever you want to wear. Come out. And then I wrote a movie called The Chronicles of Vietnam that we're going to shoot here in Fayetteville.
I got to send you my reel, bro. You know, I got the 3 Tubi movies to my credit, so I'm going to send you my reel.
Yeah, so we shooting that in the Ville, man. So, you know, I came here and had a workshop, and everybody that attended the workshop, I'm casting them in the movie. So I'm trying to build this film community here in the Ville. So that's what I'm doing. I got some connections. We're going to make it pop.
So that's dope. And I hope that you link up with Barry Williams while you're here. Because, of course, shout out to Barry Williams, man. Red Room Studios, Barry Williams Films. I think you guys would definitely hit it off. He's got a lot going on, man. He's, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with that, L.A. But if you're not, bro, Barry Williams, you know, got 5 movies on Tubi, another movie on the way. Excellent. Produced, you know, got the best sounding. Well, I see. Wait a minute. Hang on now. My eyes deceive me. We have the CEO of Woodboy Digital has joined us. Straw, when you made the mutate guy. What's up, bro?
What's good with everybody, man? What's up with y'all?
Well, I want to bring up the speed because we got, of course, Dennis L.A. Weiss. We've been getting up to, you know, of course, picking his brain. And now we're about to move on to some topics, man. So
I got one question.
Yeah, go. Please, yeah. Hey, so L.A., man, this is Latin Loonies, man, right here. Go ahead, bro.
What up?
You know, I was reading up on your IMDb, man. Explain to me kind of what Morph is. You know what I'm saying? I know they didn't
really about
Morph, so like I kind of want to, you know, give you an opportunity to kind of explain what you got going on with that.
What I appreciate. Morph is Movement Opposing Racial Profiling Harassment. In 2013, me and this shorty was out going to Myrtle Beach. There was a cotton field. She never seen real cotton before. We pulled over to look at it, and two cop cars came up, harassed us, you know, violated us and everything. So because of that situation, I started a foundation to kind of give, you know, knowledge about racial profiling and harassment. Because of that situation, we're number three on CNN all time stories. We was on Dr. Phil, MSNBC, you know, so it just really trying to get people knowing that racial harassment and profiling is still alive, and unfortunately, it's still here.
Facts.
All right. Man, see, once again, man, hey, before anybody, I don't want to jump on anybody. Once again, a 2-6 artist doing what we do, man, for street type, you know, movement. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of pick your brain or kind of get questions about, since you have a history in the 2-6 as far as music, and you know, one of your co-stars
does
is also you know, from the 2-6 area. I had some you know, history in the 2-6 area actually the individual that played Big in another movie has some
you're talking about Wavy, right?
Wavy, yeah. Jones, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Oh yeah, Wavy Jones.
Dope guy.
Shout out to Wavy.
That's my man, 50 grand.
So, I mean, how do you see the growth of the scene in this area, you know, since you started and until now? You know, what do you think about what's going on? If you're kind of tapped into what some of
the situation and the problem with Fayetteville, there's a lot of talent here. I met some of the most talented people from Fayetteville, but there's never really been an outlet. The old boy that's on Atlanta, he went to East Smith, you know. He played Paperboy. He's from Fayetteville. But there's not a movement where we all get together, you know what I mean? So that's the problem with Fayetteville. I see there's a lot of talent here. And so I'm trying to make it my point to kind of bring the talent together. Yeah, people know J. Cole, that's great, but there's a lot of other people that are in this business, whether it's sports, music, acting, that has made some noise in this business. So, you know, I try and connect with all of them and show them all love.
No doubt, and that's why I really wanted to get you on the show, L.A., was because not only have you made a career in what a lot of people, you know, we like to call it Dreamville, because a lot of artists in this town, a lot of people want to make a life in the entertainment business. But you have, not only that, you stayed repping the Ville. And I don't think you get enough credit for how hard you be repping the Ville amongst, which, L.A., man, he being modest, man. This dude is around a lot of celebrities, man. Look on his pages and sites. I mean, he living the life. He working. He working this life. And he repped the 2-6 hard everywhere you go, bro. Big up to you, L.A., man.
No doubt.
I got a question.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, Pete.
Is it harder to play a real life person to act as a real life person?
Hell yeah. You know why? Let me tell you why. Because with real life person, it's not just about that person. It's about all his family members and cousins that know.
Oh, wow.
I
was
about to say. So I had to go through a process of meeting them. I'd be in New York at a club. They run up on me. Yo, D-Rock is my cousin, you know. And so really had to make sure that they were okay with it. And hands down, all of them, you know, I was just with Sticky Fingers in LA, and D-Rock's cousin came up to me like, yo, man, I love how you represent my cousin. So that's the hardest part. And when we shot the Notorious, D-Rock was locked up. He was locked up for the whole shootout with Foxy Brown and them at
Hot 37. Wow.
So I didn't get a chance to speak with him face to face. So I had a lot of his transcripts, and Little C's was really, you know, with me side by side, really coaching me. We would go to clubs and people that knew him. I had homies that was locked up, homies that were from the Ville that was locked up. So I went to see them in jail just to get their mannerisms and stuff like that. So it's different, because you want to make sure that the person you're portraying is proud. And so I met D-Rock a week before the premiere. He was at a club with Diddy, Puff, and we chopped it up, and we've been cool ever since.
Great answer, man. So also, just to jump on the back of Paul's shit, did y'all realize when you were shooting Notorious, like, biopics get a lot of fucking hate and whatever, but I think the hip-hop community as a whole agrees that Notorious is one of the, like, dopest of all the biopics, man. You were part of that. Did y'all know when you were filming it, like, we getting it right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. I mean, what people don't know is that Notorious was an independent film. It was for Fox Searchlight, so it was an independent project. So our budgets wasn't like the same as Straight Outta Compton, which was, I feel, is one of the best biopics. But
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
But the difference is, you know, Ice Cube, Dr. Dre, they're still alive, so they can say, this is how I felt. Big was gone. So we had to piece together stuff he wrote, people that knew him, to make this happen. And so we knew while we were filming it, this is going to be special. We knew that it was going to be really, really big. And but then we had a lot of hiccups along the way before we dropped it. Fox and Searchlight, they took away like 1,000 theaters because they didn't think it was going to be good. So we were limited. So when we did come out, we sold out every theater. Other theaters started selling tickets for Notorious for other theaters. Like, it was a lot of scandal going on. And so we came in number two that week, but if they had kept us with the theaters, we would have been number one, no problem. So, you know, we were still, like I said, it was an independent film. It was a black film. So we were still under the gun with that. But, you know, it's a classic, man. People still watch it. People still love it. I could tell by my residual checks I still get from the tours. I could tell it's a classic.
Damn right.
That's an answer, right? It's all about the residuals, baby. So, man, first of all, yeah, big ups to LA, man. Thanks for anybody got anything before I jump into the meat of the show right here, right quick, because we're gonna have him the rest of the way. He being real gracious. Everybody good?
Good.
Yeah.
Y'all, I'm gonna say it ain't a good show.
We gonna come back to you. We definitely coming back. First of all, we got some questions for you. Yeah, right here. So tonight, man, it's about the ladies, man. You know, a lot of people say, you know, it's a misogynistic culture, hip hop, whatever, and we hate on the women. A lot of that in the social media. Tonight, we're gonna celebrate the ladies with the topics on Live on Vietnam. We're gonna start off with who was the dopest female MC, and just because we've been talking smack to me all week, I'm going straight to the Prime Minister, the Podfather, Paul Pinker. Who is the dopest female MC, bro?
Oh, man.
Yeah, oh, man. Don't tell me that shit.
I mean, you know, the most successful would probably be, like, Lauryn Hill, Missy Elliott. But for me, if I got to go with my dopest female rapper, I got to go with Foxy Brown, man. I just got to go with Foxy Brown. I like the females that rap hard. That be trying to spit bars. She rapped with Nas, AZ, The Firm, Biz. That's who I gotta go with. Foxy is my dopest, but she definitely ain't the most successful. I can't give her that. I cannot give her that.
Well, the question one is successful, so all of this is subjective, so that's cool.
Yeah, so that's who I'm going with, man. Foxy's my number one as the dopest.
Well, as I always expect y'all to give, you know, the top three or whatever, we're going to go straight to the special guest, L.A., man. Who do you feel like is the dopest female MC of all time? Or your top three, five?
The dopest female that you heard thus far. My voice get wetter. It do get better. MC Light.
Well, she's on my list.
Yo, MC Light was like a beast back then. You know, of course, like you said, Lauryn Hill was great. But I just feel like MC Light was that gritty female rapper, and her bars was tight.
You can't deny. We got a multiple female categories tonight. MC Light's probably gonna make a lot of them. You take God, man. Welcome, man. What say you, bro? Dopest female MC of all time.
I got a few, but my dopest, I gotta go with the Carolina girl, which is Rhapsody to me. You know what I'm saying? I got to stop.
Shout out to Rhapsody, man. That's my girl, man. Shout out to Rhapsody, bro.
But you know, like, let me look at my list. Of course, next will be Missy Elliott. Next will be Missy Elliott on my list because she's so versatile and she can hit the club. Like I told y'all last week, MC ain't the GOAT if he can't hit the club. That's what I'm saying. If they can't make the club rock and spit, you ain't up there for me. Next one probably would be, I go a little current. And these motherfuckers might think I'm crazy, but I like her. Doja Cat's dope to me.
Oh, yeah.
She can spit, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. And I got Da Brat, because she was the first one, I think, to go platinum. She's dope. And she reason why I picked Da Brat is because
she might be also young, be a male MC, too.
Come on, man. Don't do that. She's had a baby, man. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? But the reason why
that's
I picked Da Brat,
that's a mystery.
It's because reason why I picked Da Brat is because when we was on that crisscross high, Jermaine Dupri brought Da Brat right in, and it just like it was crazy, you know.
Because she was wearing crisscross clothes.
Hey, man, you know how it was back then.
The same style. Like
TLC had the same stylist too. You know what I mean? But
why you say that, the same art director that shot this, Sir Rob Patterson, shot my artwork in 2000. Just go ahead.
And I got one more, though, and this is a wild card. It's the girl Flage, Camouflage daughter. I was a big Camouflage fan. So to see his daughter go crazy, she played for LSU, but see her go crazy on the mic is ridiculous. She be snapping. So big ups to her, too.
No doubt.
That's all. That's what I got for you.
So I'm going to go over to Mr. J, the 2-6 historian. What you got, Jay?
Yeah, well, I got to go with my tops is Queen Latifah. She's got, two iconic joints.
And I'll do that.
You know, my next one will be Rhapsody. And, of course, both of them have a joint together on her Eve.
I mean, we terribly biased, by the way, too, but I don't give a fuck. What up, Rap? Go ahead, bro.
Nice.
That's my girl.
Yeah, that Hubs put on her Eve album with Queen Latifah that's a beautiful piece of music right there. Of course, on my list would be Eve and MC Light. And then I got to put the Queen Bee on there. You know what I'm saying? Uh-oh. No counts.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so we're going to shift it over to Latin Looney's, man. What's up, Latin Looney, man? Que paso, cabrón?
So I'm going to update y'all's list a little bit.
LA, Looney is our voice of youth. He's still an active MC doing his thing every day out here.
Number one, got to go with Young M.A., man. I can't believe nobody said.
Now, wait a minute. Now, we definitely going to talk about Might Be a Dude. Might Be a Dude MC.
He's a female, bro. Ain't no doubt.
I think she can beat you. I think she can beat you up, dog. I think she can whip your ass.
Okay, but I definitely got to go with Young M.A. I got Snow the Product on my list.
Shout out to Snow the Product, man. Once again, another off my homie, man. Shout out to Snow. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, bro.
Cardi B, definitely. Y'all can't miss out on Nicki Minaj, bro. Like, Nicki Minaj is
she goat. She goat, sad.
She goated. Doja Cat, like you said. And I got to go with Coi Leray for sure.
What? Yeah, man.
Coi Leray.
Coi go in, man.
At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? So I got to give it to Coi Leray because she up there with them. She's selling out.
She there. Her pops didn't go in, but she goes in.
I respect
I get 5-2.
Oh, no, yeah, hey, we're going to talk. Well, as always, at the end of the subject, I always come back to everybody in LA and let them fill in, you know what I'm saying?
I only said one.
Because we're going to welcome to Live from Vietnam. Hey, you know how we do. When you get your TV moment, you make the most of that shit. But I got you, bro. So, first of all, I'm going to go back to everybody and, of course, LA first, because you're a celebrity guest, bro. We talk about this a lot on here, right? Hip hop, rock and roll, the genres, how we all view it. List to me are your own list. Top five, who you think the greatest, whatever. Whenever I read them, I don't really get offended because I'm an artist at the end of the day. So, I mean, for me, Lauryn Hill, man, is the dopest female artist of all time. She's enigmatic. She just hit us a one and then dipped out. It was so, and her bars was crazy complex. And then Bahamadia. I really enjoy Bahamadia, man. We're going to talk about female albums later, so I'm going to leave a little bit of that. MC Light, Queen Latifah, definitely Foxy. Ice-T-X, later known as Lin Q, man, as a lyricist and MC, one of the dopest. Eve, definitely Misty, and one nobody probably going to say MIA, because she from Europe or whatnot. She dope too. But Rhapsody, man, Rhapsody is a transcendent talent, man. She does not get the light she needs to get. She can write with any of them. So, okay, we're going to bring it back, man. So first I'm going to go to, of course, LA, man. Give us, yeah, flesh it out, man. Tell us what you think, bro. We would love to hear it.
So if I got five, then...
Do your thing. You got whatever number you want to kick out there.
Definitely MC Light. I'm glad you said Bahamadia. Bahamadia was dope, underrated.
Super dope.
Oh, man. Rhapsody, of course. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to NC. She's her shit go hard.
Super.
You know, I don't think that Cardi B is nice, too.
Yeah, of course.
I think she got some skills, too. And then probably my fifth one will probably be I think she's from Jersey too. Lady Luck.
Oh, hey, look at you. That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Yeah, Lady Luck.
That's why I like 2-6 motherfuckers right there. You know what I'm saying? Hey, LA smoothly done. Before we go to the next topic, anybody have anything to add?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right, first I'm going to go to Jay. All right, Jay, Jay, go ahead, and I'll come back to you, Jay.
Yeah, I'm remiss for not saying Lin Q, of course.
She was I let it fall on him.
You know what I'm saying? Dope. One of the features on our joint, the Empire's joint, Message to Hip Hop, she was on that joint.
Wait a minute now. So, see? That's what I'm talking about. See?
So definitely shouts out to her to bring it current. Scarlet is a definitely dope.
Scarlet is fire.
Scarlet, yeah.
I like Scarlet.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She dope.
Yep. I'm gonna break into this before I go back to Mutate. And shout out to all the female MCs in the 2-6, Niecy Brown, A Game, Lady Rain, Kenny Got Bars, many others. But shout out to y'all, man. I know y'all doing it.
Shout out to Tia Hart, too.
Tia Hart, yeah. Shout out to your heart. Mutate, man. Anybody got anything to add? I'm
moving
on to the next topic.
No, I'm surprised y'all left Rod Digger off.
You know what I did.
Rod Digger's cold,
no,
man.
No, shouts out to Rod Digger. I did two shows with Rod Digger. One at Big Shots. First show ever I did was with Rod Digger and Rampage. And we did one at Illinois State University. It didn't go through because of a janky promoter, but
It was. I did two shows with Rod Digger too. One at the Crown Coliseum, one at the Holiday Inn Bordeaux. Shout out to Kane and D-Rock of the Yin Yang Twins. How that became. Anyone want to add anything?
Nope.
I'm surprised.
Right, crickets on me, man.
Say what?
Nobody said Lil' Kim, Remy Ma.
They said
Kim. So they said Queen B.
We got several topics that albums and stuff. So I think we're gonna be mentioning those. So the next, we can keep celebrating the ladies tonight. We're gonna talk about the dopest female rap album of all time. So LA, I'm not gonna go to you first. I'm gonna let you listen because we got cats done homework. We're gonna go to Latin Loonies. 2-6 is one of his dopest artists right now. What's the dopest female rap album of all time, bro?
Well, I got a couple of them, man. I got to go with Young Ma, Her Story, In the Making. When she dropped that went number one with Ooh. She had Big on there. You know, she had Petty Wap 1 and 2.
Ooh was a dope single.
So, you know what I'm saying? That definitely came out. I'm going to have to go Cardi B, Invasion of Privacy. Definitely because of I Like It, you know, Bodak Yellow, and then that I feel like that that album is basically what kind of made her like household, like everywhere, kind of known. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody was hearing her. Mm-hmm. After that, you know what I'm saying? That kind of stamped it for me. You know, we can't go nowhere without saying Lauryn Hill, of course. You know, that's 20 million sold right there by her.
And still selling. She's still going platinum every couple of years with that album.
And then Missy Elliott, man.
Mm-hmm.
Which album?
Which one?
Which album? Because she done dropped several. We talking albums now. Missy Elliott's done dropped hell albums.
So Addictive.
Okay, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, of course.
To me, that's really a crazy album to me, just because of how I can kind of hear how different she is. Like you said, she was versatile, you know what I'm saying? And one of the songs, mm-hmm. you hear her screaming her ad-libs, you know what I'm saying? And the next, it's just she singing. And you're like, yo, shit. Yo,
Missy is one of the most underrated hip-hop artists of all time, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I would definitely
so have to we're going to kick it down to the Mutate God, CEO of Woodboy Digital, man. Dopest female album of all time.
Look at my list. I got
look at my list.
First I got Missy Elliott Super Duper Fly, because so many hits came off that mug, man.
Was that the trash ridiculous. Bag came out of
the trash? That the trash bag joint, you know?
The trash bag was bananas.
Crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Bananas.
That just set it off, man. It was so many different sounds and sonics on there, you know, Timbaland on the production. You know, it was ridiculous. Then we got like I said, the Brat Funk Defy, man. It was just at a time where that shit just took over, man, especially in the South. Like, you know, we was fucking with it. And then like Latin Looney said, man, that Cardi B first album, man, because that album, my woman was listening to it so much. It was just a dope album. It was a dope album for men to listen to. Like, we was like listening to that joint. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. So yeah, that's one too. So yeah, that's it for me though.
All right, so I'm going to jump in real quick before I kick it to L.A. And I'm going to just say, you know me, I'm the old head. You know, you can tell by these. I'm a silverback. Foxy Brown's Lil Nah Nah. I love that album. That's one of my favorite albums. MC Light as a Feather. Classics. I mean, game-changing to me as far as MC. Little Kim's Hardcore, right?
Yeah.
Bahamadia's Collage. Which, man, I think a lot of people sleep on, man. Go back right now. If you've never heard of Bahamadia, because I said it tonight, go right now to where your favorite streaming service. Listen to Collage. It's a no skip, right? She was part of that whole kind of Camp Low movement of the mid-90s, and she's just dope. Nikki D's album, Daddy's Little Girl, that shit kind of changed, because before that, I ain't really listening to no female MCs. And then, you know, she was hard, you know, so that's me, and I want to go right back to L.A., man, Dennis L.A. White. What you got, man? Female rap albums that really, you know, you feel like was the shit?
I mean, I say in no particular order, Hardcore, Lil' Kim, Miss Education.
Game-changing album. It was a game-changing album, man.
It was.
The cover alone changed the game.
Yeah, the artwork was crazy.
We like Fat Pussy today because she did that on that. That's why you motherfuckers are staring and zooming in on the shit right now. Because of Hardcore. Tell them, man.
Light as a Rock, Life's album.
I'm sorry, yeah, it was Light as a Rock. My bad. Yeah, I said Light.
Friday.
Pink Friday. Nobody, yeah.
That was definitely a classic. And Collage. Yeah.
I like that, man, because tell them, LA, man, that Collage is still, I listened to it like a month ago, man. And the production was great on that album, too, man. Like, for real. Okay, so I'm gonna go up to the Prime Minister, the Pod Father, right here, Paul Pickett. Paul Masson, what's up, bro?
You know how I always like to do it. You know, most successful, and then my favorite. Of course, most successful, you would have to say Lauryn Hill, Missy Elliott, Superfly, Super Duper Fly, probably, and the Brat Funkify, definitely, is in my top three. But as far as my favorite goes, I gotta go with Bahamadia, man, Collage.
Oh,
I mean,
okay. So I think we're gonna make some people listen to that today.
Bahamadia just
who listen to porn? Who watching porno, yo? Turn the porno off.
Steady flow that just it's real fluid. Her flow is just real fluid, and the motion is real fluid. They got that song Three the Hard Way. I think Premier produced it. You know, definitely check out the Bahamadia collab.
That Three the Hard Way is crazy,
it's
though.
It's crazy.
By the way.
It's crazy, though. Three the Hard Way. And we lost somebody.
And somebody got a lot of background LA. Sounds going on right now.
Yeah.
Is it L.A.?
There's L.A.
Yeah.
No, I'm
there he is. He's back. I thought you was getting jumped. We was about to send motherfuckers for you, bro.
Never
that. Everybody, your names, everybody do that while LA in town, bro. We got some hard fighting motherfuckers we sent over there, bro.
Yeah, never fuck that. I'm good. Trust.
All right, so we were talking about, we still on there with the female rap album. Okay, no doubt. So anybody have any thoughts on female rap album before we move to the next subject? MP,
yeah,
update on Lady, update on Lady Luck.
She said around 7:30, 8:00.
So, and what about a Dismal Break?
Do we want to take one right now?
After the rap, right here, before the next subject. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, bro. Oh, Mr. J. I'm sorry, Mr. J. I apologize, Mr. J.
He kept going in and out.
Mr. J said, fuck that. Let me get my list in problem. Go ahead, Mr. J. I want you to fuck me up. Go ahead. Super heavyweight, Mr. J.
Yeah, well, I wanted to get... Queen Latifah, Black Rain. She had a few joints on there. You know, UNITY, Just Another Day, Weekend Love, you know, just to name a few of those joints on there. Rhapsody, Eve, of course.
Oh, man.
She's got a whole bunch of
joints. Man, I didn't say that.
And we're going to go with... a female rapper who was kind of in the Little Brother circle, Eternia. And she had an album called It's Life. And my final one, of course, is the one everybody mentioned. Of course, Bahamadia, Collage, Dope. So
I think that's dope that I think we lost LA again or eat some pitch blackness. But I think that's dope that we all named that album that I think a lot of people probably haven't listened to. And so, Live in Vietnam, the audience, man, if y'all would check that Bahamadia Collage album, I think you'd be surprised, right? So, before we move further, you know, we're going to take a diesel break. And as always, here's the nipples, because without them, tits would be pointless.
Addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up. I be dizzy stuck. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gonna lie, I cannot get enough. What Cannon said, I need another one. Gonna have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot. Before it be sold out in your store. That dizzy.
Welcome back to Live in Vietnam, and you know we love Dizzle because it tastes good and because they pay us for it, so you know how that goes. Hey, take a Dizzle break today, motherfuckers. Try it with the Hennessy. We call it off the Hizzle, and that shit is good as hell. So welcome back to Live in Vietnam. As always, we're joined by a luscious panel and our celebrity guest host, Dennis L.A. White. We want to get into the dopest rap female single of all time, which, come on, I got something to say about this. If you guys don't mind, I'm gonna start and I'm gonna kick it off. I gotta go with, you know what, I'm not gonna do it. I'm gonna kick it over because during the conversation this week, me and Pete been talking about this part. I want to take your thunder. I'm gonna go into the Prime Minister Pop, the Pop Pop. Go first, Pete, because I agree with you.
I think I'm gonna shock you on this one.
You better not turn no curveball after I just gave you the mic.
You know how I do. I got to do the most successful.
Here it comes.
My favorite.
Why don't fuck with white folks, you ladies know? And gentlemen.
I think the biggest rap single might be the Cardi B, Bodak Yellow, man.
Okay. Give us some applause over there. You got the buttons.
I think it might be the biggest, like, the most successful and the biggest rap single for a female ever.
But damn, now, against Nicki shit?
I was trying to analyze. Like, I was like, but Nicki, I think Nicki's biggest song is like an R&B track that the cheerleaders like and whatnot. But if I got to go with the dopest, like my favorite and the dopest rap single of
all time. Well, I mean, yeah, but of course, as always, P, you know, you can have a couple three, four, five. That's how we do here.
Queen Latifah, You and I, T.Y. That's to me, like, when I hear that record, it's just a really feel-good record, man. You know, it's a real good feel-good record. I like feel-good music. I don't know about everybody else, but, you know, I like feel-good music. And You and I, T.Y. is a feel-good record. And Bodak Yellow, that's a feel-good record, too.
Yeah, I agree. I like Bodak Yellow.
That's a feel-good record.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I won't disagree, man.
I got to go with Cardi is the most successful and as just the best overall single that I've ever heard was the Queen Latifah, You and I, T.Y.
No doubt. So, I mean, I'm going to slip in here and say I'm going to agree with you that I feel like the biggest female single was Bodak Yellow because I look at it in a lot of different ways. I mean, cultural impact, airplay, sales, introduction of a artist who, honestly, man, after watching The Love and Hip Hop, we all thought it was going to be mediocre. I mean, I did. And she came and surprised a lot of people with that. But there are some dope singles.
We lost you.
Facial Wi-Fi went out, bro.
Yo.
Nah, I think everybody else's Wi-Fi went out.
Hell nah, we was talking to each other. We was talking to each other.
Okay, so where did I leave off for y'all?
Your first answer.
Okay, so I say Bodak, I agree with him, man. Bodak Yellow is the, but I for reasons being that based on cultural impact, based on sales, based on the dopeness of the production, also, man, when we watched Love and Hip Hop, I feel like a lot of us felt like she was going to be a garbage artist. And she surprised a lot of people with what she dropped. But so there's been some dope singles. I'm going to say one that nobody probably going to say, but Push It by Salt and Pepper. Yeah. Has there been a bigger single by a female artist than Push It? I mean, that shit played for 20 years. I don't know how many millions of records it sold. But if you play it right now, you might start roller skating in your goddamn living room right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might start couple skate, grab a bitch. So that's mine, man, real quick. But I want to go to our celebrity guest tonight, Dennis L.A. White, man. Biggest female rap singles. You know what I'm saying? As we celebrate the ladies tonight.
Can't hear him.
We can't hear you, L.A. We can't hear you, bro. My man is moving around the city, bro. You see him? Somebody else scooped him up. We can't hear him. So while he fixes that glitch, I want to go over to the Mutate God, man. Mutate God. Dopest rap sample, man. Come on, give it to us, bro. I know you got a lot to say on this, by the way.
I mean, I just feel like with me, the UNITY is probably the most iconic female single ever to me. You know, I agree with the Push It. The Push It is, yeah.
Crazy,
yeah,
crazy. Like, really crazy, man. I mean, raise a lot of people, bro.
And you know, Bodak Yellow is definitely in the category. But that motherfucking Sexy Red coming for all that shit, like, for real.
Oh, don't say that.
Sexy coming for it, man.
Booty old Brown. Sexy coming for it,
Sexy coming for it.
Here he can. God damn it, you. God damn it, 3D, weak, strong, the motherfucking devil's son-in-law. Here he can with the booty old Brown.
She coming with it, man. Waiting, so let's try to wrap this question up.
Okay, so wait a minute. No, I don't want to wrap it up. I want to bring her in. So I do want to introduce what many of you many know, Jersey-born, but Fayetteville's own, like, you may know her from all kind of shit, but she signed a 5-album deal with Def Jam at 17. Welcome to the Live in Vietnam, Lady Luck.
Hey.
Oh, Luck. I appreciate how the Vietnam, y'all accepted me. I was out there selling tons of CDs. We was on Skybo. We was on Ramsey.
What?
I was out there. Shout out to my brother, Ronnie C. We're going to come pull up to the show when I get in town.
Big shout out to Ronnie C, bro. Yeah,
my guy, Ronnie.
He's really good. And
all of our guys.
For sure. Me and Paul have been friends for like 20 years now. So I'm just really thankful to have somebody
Yo, love, man. So, thank you for gracing us with your presence, man. Big up as we celebrate the female MCs tonight on Live from Vietnam.
But I'm happy to be here to celebrate the female MCs.
So I'm going to bring you right in. You know, first of all, I want to talk to you for a little second. You know what I'm saying? Let's get, you know, at 17 years old, you signed a 5-album deal. Let the Ville know. I mean, you've been moving around through this business for 20-something years now, love.
Yes. I started when I was five. I signed with Def Jam straight out of high school. You learn quick. Well, you don't learn quick, but you learn eventually that this is the music business. So it doesn't matter how talented you are or how much, you know, how many bars you got or whose head you spitting off. This is the music business. So while I acquired a lot of knowledge and I've met a lot of people and done a lot of incredible things, I'll be the first to admit my business might not have been the best on Def Jam. But I learned a lot and I met a lot of people, and these are just connections that are still carrying me to this day. So I'm extremely thankful and grateful for the foundation that's been made.
Well, man, you sound humble and well-spoken and sexy as a motherfucker. So... We have also tonight a celebrity panelist, Dennis L.A. White, who you may know. I don't know if he got your mic fixed, L.A. You there?
No, he's still mute.
You see L.A. on your screen. You got us on mute, L.A. I'm gonna meet you and I'm gonna tackle you down. So, look, we going in on the next subject, which is the dopest female MC single drops of all time. So I know we put you on the spot, but what do you think the dopest female single drops of all time? Not albums, but singles.
Okay. Mm. Brat Funkified. Mm-hmm. things up. I know Missy Elliott shook the game up. You know, Get Your Freak On or 1 Minute Man.
Yes. What?
I know this might be a little soft, but Nicki Minaj Moment for Life. You play that. I feel
that like, hook is crazy, by the way.
I feel like I am, you know, creme de la creme when it comes to bars. I feel like the best verse I ever heard from a female was that monster verse that Nicki did on Kanye's song Monster. I think that's the dopest verse I ever heard from a female.
You know what? I will say, I got emotional response from that verse, though. For real, though. Go ahead. Yeah, I like this.
Yeah. So shout out to Nicki. You know what I mean? Her and Megan going back and forth last night. That's cute. But
crazy.
Yeah. Foxy Brown. I'm a big fan. You know what I mean?
She got a lot of pub tonight. We've been talking about the ladies and the Hell Nah Nah. I got a lot of pub tonight, love.
Right. But you know, I love the female. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to my homegirl Vita. I was on the phone with Vita earlier today.
Vita.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out Lady of Rage. Lady of Rage calls me like the big sis. Nikki D.
Oh, wow.
Nikki D. I got a record deal because of Nikki D. A lot of people don't know that. So,
Shout out to Nikki D. We listed her as one of our favorite albums, like Daddy's Little Girl. That album was dope.
Right.
Yeah, so I want to defer to Paul a little bit here, Lady Luck. So Paul, you guys got a relationship, Paul.
Totally.
Paul, talk to your girl. Run the show.
I know Luck for a while. We did a song back in the days, Press Your Luck. Shouts out to Star Studded who introduced us and whatnot.
Yeah.
Shout out to Star Studded.
So we still on the female with the biggest rap single?
Yes, sir.
I thought I gave my analogy on that one, though.
I don't think Luck was on board at the time, though.
Latin, you went?
Yeah, I went with...
I haven't went to Looney yet.
Yeah, it was Latin Looney that was nuts.
Okay.
Yo, can you hear me?
All right. Yes, sir. Oh, that's LA. LA. We got LA back. You there, LA?
Yeah, I'm here.
We heard it for. Okay, Lady Luck. I think Dennis LA White is on board with us. There's Lady Luck, man. What's up?
Yo, Lady Luck, you know I love you. You know how we get down. It's been a minute.
Who that?
Dennis LA White.
Oh, that's my man. We follow each other and everything on the gram, so that's the homie.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
I'll do it.
I got a vote for you.
My, you got to excuse me if I'm a little delayed.
Yeah, I got terrible mobile, so.
Okay.
Well, just so y'all know, Atlanta's in town right now. Lady Luck, I understand you're going to be in town. We get to sit down with each of you, so. Just so y'all both know, y'all both in town.
I got
to be in town.
Me and Dennis is both in Georgia. First of all, I'm in Buford. Second of all, you have all the streaming platforms on lock with all these movies. Every time you're doing a casting, my beautiful wife
yes.
is sitting next to me. My beautiful wife is sitting next to me who looks like a young, who you look like, baby? She look like everybody. But no, who they say you look like? Lauren London. You know, my wife is
Lauren London. Watch out now. Okay, Lady Luck.
We're not in town. So next time you're doing the tryouts for the movies, next time you're looking for some good actresses and actors, we on board.
I got you. Tap in with me. See me on the map. I got you.
Yo, we gotta talk because I'm with a funding company who's funding independent films too. I'm gonna DM you when we get off here.
So what? By the way, shout out to both of y'all, but y'all need to shout out to Barry Williams Films right here in the Ville, man. Got 5 movies on Tubi. Very successful producer, director, shot caller, and he would love to talk to both y'all. Barry Williams, owner of Red Room Studios, one of the dopest studio in the Ville. Shout out to Barry Williams Films.
He commented tonight.
And both of y'all should tap in with him because y'all would definitely love that. He's a motivated and funded entrepreneur for sure and one of the heads of the city right now, for sure.
Well, look, I got to get off this call. I appreciate you for having me. Thank you for everything, Paul. I appreciate you guys, Lady. You know, I love you. Everybody, it's nice to meet you guys.
We're going to link soon. We're going to definitely link soon.
Yeah. If you're in Fayetteville, come to 118 Johnson Street this Sunday at 3:30 p.m. It's a free movie screening for my movie called The Prayer. Come check it out. Movie I directed, co-written. Also, check me out on The Family Business on Netflix. First 2 seasons on The Family Business. And I got a movie called Pros and Cons coming out on Tubi next month. So just check out. I got if you're interested in acting. My site is called actlikeyouknow.org. And, you know, just tap in. We got, you know, you from the Ville group on Facebook. Tune in. Know about what's going on in the Ville, man. I love you guys.
We love that site, by the way. That's a dope site. So shout out to Dennis L.A. White. We also are going to have a sit-down interview on a short from him. Man, go out to 118 Johnson. I'll be there. We will definitely celebrate with you, brother. Thank you so much, man. You're a friend of the show. You're always welcome. A whole lot of shit for you, L.A. White, man.
One love, 2-6.
Yeah, no doubt. So we are blessed with Lady Luck here. So, Paul, I'd like you to take over a little bit. And if you could talk, just give us a talk with Lady Luck, man. We're glad to have her here. Interview her a little bit for us, man.
I definitely know you got the new single, right? About to drop?
Yeah, good. We got 7 minutes because I'm in South Carolina by accident. So I got to fly back to Georgia tonight. we got the single out, Praise, produced by my homegirl, Chase De Niro. She's really dope out of D.C. I ain't want to do music no more. I ain't even want to put this song out. It all happened. Huh?
I said, oh, you too dope for that, love.
Yeah, I hear you, man. But and I appreciate that. Thank you. But I just lost my taste for music. But it's just the way that the planets aligned. I thought I got forgotten last year, you know, with this hip hop 50th thing, you know. And I was in the hospital, my mom's was fighting for her life for 3 months. So while we sitting there, they not mentioning either one of us, you know what I'm saying? And they even had the gay 50 hip hop, all the lesbians. And I'm like, God damn, I ain't even where I'm supposed to be because I've been gay taking hits for y'all and I can't even get into that doc.
So, wow, you're right. It was Tommy, right.
My mom's transition in May. And that was rough, and I was going through a lot. And then MTV called, and they called with the 50th year hip hop anniversary for Jersey, and they wanted me to perform with Latifah, Redman, and Wyclef, and everybody. And that renewed it. But then at the time when they said they want me to perform, I ain't got nothing to perform unless you want me to battle Remy. So I said, so I was, I just happened to have, it wasn't that goddamn funny, but I had to,
It was funny enough, goddamn it.
Motherfuckers was laughing real goddamn hard. But what happened was,
we love you, lad.
I was working on the album. I was working on the album before my mom had passed. And it's just that I was gonna shelf it, but because of that situation, I had to put that song out, and people are really gravitating towards it. It's doing really well. We cracked the top 40 of iTunes last week. The spins is getting.
I saw that.
Spotify. And again, I'm super independent. Like, all of this is coming out my pocket. You know what I mean? So it's like, but it's a lot of good things happening. We're doing a press run starting the 1st of February. So we're going to go everywhere. I'm definitely going to stop in the Ville. And just working on a lot, bro. You know?
Well, if you do stop in the Ville, please let us know. Because, you know, we will bring all the support we got. We'll bring things out. I do want to say that. While you definitely a Jersey artist, heavy with the, you know, you have been adopted from the Ville, man. Cats in the Ville love Lady Luck, man. We feel like you're one of ours, man.
For real. I am. And you guys took care of me down there. Every time I was down there, there was so much love. And I tell you, I found Paul on Facebook. What was it, last night? Like 3-4 in the morning, we going back and forth. And I'm like, Paul, I miss you. Where are you? What are you doing? Look, I'm doing this. Whatever you want from me, I'm there.
I think it's dope you say that, because I feel the same way. I was an artist 20 years ago, and I met Paul. I've known Paul a long time, but a couple months ago. And Paul reinvigorates a lot of people. He gets a lot of hate, man. But that dude don't do nothing but work. Tell him, Luck, he don't do nothing but work.
He's a good guy. And like I said, it speaks volumes for our friendship almost 20 years in. So I'm just extremely thankful for him. And I got his back like he got mine.
The first significant feature I ever did. The very first significant feature I ever did in hip hop was with Lady Luck.
That's dope.
Well, that means a lot. That it meant a lot to you.
Yeah. I mean, as a fan, you know, grew up like, man, I remember you on the Symphony 2000, Simon Says.
I got this right here. I got it on my page here.
You know, at that time, I was still like kind of in groupie mode, like, oh man, I'm doing a song with
Lady Luck, the Simon Says remix. Yo, you was on the Simon Says remix, son. Like, come on, man.
Shout out to Busted Rhymes, Red Man, Method Man.
Bananas. And yo, another thing, Luck. At 17 to sign a 5-album deal at that time was unheard of for a female MC, man. Unheard of, bro. So I understand how you feel that you was. When you said left out of the 50, I said, damn, she was, bro. And you shouldn't have been. You absolutely shouldn't have been.
But to wrap up the year, and then it dropped on my birthday, too, which was, this is my first birthday without my mom, you know? So for the 50th anniversary, and I didn't even think nobody's going to remember me, let alone it dropped on my birthday, and we on MTV, let alone Latifah performed, and Lady Luck is number 2. You know, it was a surreal moment. So I'm just appreciative of that.
So I guess that relationship with the MTV
from the Ville, right? Y'all know down in
what?
Ville, all Luck did was stay outside, sell CDs. So when I'm performing for the MTV thing, we were in Newark, and I was performing on top of this building with the Prudential Center behind me. But the surreal moment was I sold CDs on them corners down there 5-10 years straight. So for me to be up here and I cried. You know, it was surreal. It was a surreal moment.
So I'm guessing that the MTV relationship was still good with you from that first family when you filming the TV, so you have a relationship there, right?
Now, we was on Bravo. The MTV thing, to be honest with you, that wasn't a relationship with actually the network. I honestly believe it was Latifah and Shaquem, because they were executive
producers. Oh.
Yeah. So we're definitely working. Like I said, the video Praise is out right now. We have the follow-up single. I'm making music right now to higher your frequency. I'm not doing no more gangster rap. I'm not killing nobody. I've lost too many people in my life. I'm not going to rap about negativity and the things that's destroying me and my community. And I might sound like an old head because I remember when people were saying that when I was younger because I was blinded by ignorance. But I promised to raise the frequency. And I promise to make emotional music, not no emo, and you do drugs if you want, but I just want to make music for people who have feelings and people who feel like.
See, man, you do drugs if you want. Like I said, do drugs if you want.
I'm not going. Listen, this is a hard life. This life is hard. So whatever you got to do to cope with this shit, man. Yeah.
So I hope that. So look. First of all, man, first and foremost, nothing but mad love and respect from everybody on the panel, man, and big ups to P, as always.
Sure.
But I would hope you stay on for our last subject tonight, as we celebrated the ladies of the hip-hop all night, is why are there not more female producers?
How long
is this? I would love to get your... Yeah.
I'm sitting here waiting to hit go back to Georgia. So tell me, we're going to do this topic. Don't make it 20 minutes now.
Here it comes. Why are there not more female producers in hip-hop, Lady Luck?
Because sometimes they be trash. But I will tell you, lately, there has been a lot of fire. Now, at first, females producing, you guys build your own cliques. You don't be trying to let people in. And then, a lot of guys, you might not be trying to teach the females how to do their thing. To be honest with you, I think today, more than ever, there's more female producers, shout out to Shorty. I forgot her name, who did Crown by Jay-Z on
Wonder Girl.
Oh, Wonder Girl. Absolutely.
That was my top right the list.
She's the top right now.
The majority of my new music is produced by females. Like, I'm working with, like I said, Case De Niro. She out of D.C.
Yeah, Case De Niro. I wrote that down because
stupid with it. It's a girl named Leash the Beast. She is stupid with it. It's a girl named Sean, right? See, I get chills every time I think about Sean. Her name is CHXN, Sean. Talent is an understatement. And I have other people who are talented, but I'm not fucking with them no more, so I'm not gonna say their names. But
Paul got the button. Just so you know, look, Paul got the button.
Right, but majority of my music right now is produced by females because females are super duper incredible right now, and you don't know who's behind that beat. You know what I mean? So,
facts.
Shout out to my girls making way.
Shout out. So I want to go over to the Mutate God, man. Why are there more female producers in hip hop, bro?
I think because like dudes, man, we used to run the industry, so. It was clicked up and then they won't let nobody in. And when they did try to, they would just like not teach them or they would just be trying to fuck. So, you know what I'm saying? That's just how it went back then. You know, it was like chauvinistic. So, yeah. That's the main reason, man. But nowadays, like Luck said, man, I believe a lot of young female producers is coming up on the internet. They're going crazy. But I do got a question for Luck, though.
Go ahead.
Luck. Do you got some music or will we have some music in the future with you and Ronnie C?
Oh, dope.
I want to do a full project with Ronnie C. I have songs with Ronnie C. Like, I got this one song with me, him, and Star Studded, and I think Trap is on it.
Feels good. That
and you remember that
record? Trap Streets, that's my guy.
I mean, Ronnie C released one of the dopest under the radar records of last year, man. And I rock that shit. Him and Rain did Losers, which is a crazy single. Rain, now, shout out to Rain 910.
Yo, y'all ain't here for me, but Ronnie C all over that new J. Cole project. Y'all ain't here for me.
Uh-oh. Oh, go shout out to Ronnie C, bro. Yeah,
shout out to guy.
Definitely a big guy.
I actually heard it first before y'all, but. Keep it moving.
Yeah, so I'm so proud of him. And he still goes to work. He still drinks Heinekens and wears his glasses. So
you can catch him over there at Izzy's at any time, and he'll drop your mail off on time as well. Shout out to my man, Ronnie C.
Fuck as hell. He will drop your mail off on time. I love that.
And he will be at Izzy's in the daylight drinking shots of Heineken. Good luck keeping up with him. I love it. Yo, Lucky's a real 2-6 motherfucker. I love it, yo. I love it.
Yo, he gonna get swung on because one day he on the phone with me. He's like, yo, I just love you. I love your spirit. I love your breasts. I love your smile. My girl from Brooklyn, he don't
understand. Why didn't they love your breasts?
Like, so when she hear him say
Ronnie that, is so Ronnie, yo.
Oh, that's my brother. She's like, well, who kind of brother talk to you like that? She'll understand. Say, oh, Ronnie.
Ronnie.
He'll swing on you, Ronnie. You gotta watch it, man.
Ronnie, a wild boy.
He might swing back because you know how Ronnie is. Yeah. So. Shout out to Ronnie, and go ahead and here's the panties. Not the best thing in the world, but right next to it. I'm going to take a shot on that. So I want to kick this over to the historian, Mr. J, man. Why aren't there more female producers in hip-hop, bro?
I think we pretty much covered, you know, the reality of, you know, chauvinism in hip-hop. Guys have been, you know, the gatekeepers to that. Big shout out to Knotts. He had a seminar on production in Greensboro, I think about 2 weeks ago. And I think he had some females in there in his class as well. So, you know, that's a step in the right direction, having people kind of learn from people like that, you know, learn from producers like Knotts. And I do see a lot more females getting into that production game.
Yeah, shout out. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Nowadays, I assume it's going to only increase. I'm going to go over to the Prime Minister, Paul Masson, the Podfather, bro. P, what you think, bro?
I don't really got much to say because y'all covered everything. But I will probably throw in interest. Maybe it's not a big interest for a lot of females to produce hip-hop beats or rap beats, you know? Like, a lot of people don't never really bring interest into account for a lot of these things where there's not a lot of people doing them, you know? It's kind of like, you know, you look at the I hate to always go with the cornerback in football, but not a lot of white dudes is interested in being cornerback because they sure as hell can't fucking make the cuts.
Shout out to Jason Seahorn.
But, yeah, I think, like you said, people clicked up, don't really, like, you know, trying to teach no females, probably not no females coming around. And anytime females are coming around, they're trying to bone them, you know what I'm saying? Anytime they're in the studio, they're trying to get in their panties, so they're not thinking about, yeah, let me teach you how to make beats.
Absolutely. What I will say is that a lot of dope producers you may know are the actual artists. Like Nicki Minaj produces some of her own tracks. Missy produced a lot of her own music. So, I mean, a lot of the artists you hear produce some music, whether that was a production credit or whatever, I just think it's the math and science thing. Like, boys like math and science. And we all know SR10 Pro, a role, it's a lot about math and science. I mean, and the shit is mad boring. As an artist who's never been a producer, let me just tell you this. I hated waiting for that to be like, they would kill me with that. Like, I just want to spit. I want to write my shit. Well, why is it taking so long with the beat? So it takes some patience and whatever. I would have been more than happy to have a female producer when I was an artist 20 years ago because I think they would have gave me a different dynamic in the studio. And I would have probably tried to fuck too. But hey, so there it is. anybody got anything to add to before we, you know, we close it out?
I'm good.
I think they should treat it like a STEM program, man. Like you said, treat it like a STEM program.
What's that mean?
So that, you know, science, engineering, math, technology, you know what I'm saying? Treat it like that. You know, you try to go out and get more people involved.
Well, shout out to Wonder Girl because her beats are crazy and I would rap over any of them. So shout out to Wonder Girl.
And Chase. Is with a CHAYSE. You know, people do weird stuff with spelling now. But you can follow
so me. I wrote that shit down. You had me writing some crazy shit, Luck. I'm gonna write this. You had me writing crazy shit.
But I'm trying to tell you, she's stupid with it. Like, stupid with it. So, yeah, Chase De Niro, y'all. Make sure y'all follow her. Show some love. And I'll be showing all the females love who I'm working with. So, you know, you keep tuned in to my page and you'll definitely hear or see something.
So everybody that's on the like and listening live in Vietnam, please follow Lady Luck. First and foremost, Luck, man, thank you so much, man. We love you so much. Thank you for coming on the show. We really appreciate your time, man.
Nah, I just had to get out of here. I gotta get on the highway, but I got session at 10 o'clock in Georgia. But I think Paul again, and Paul, you know I love you. And when I get to the bill, I'm definitely
love you. Luck.
We all gonna get drunk with Ronnie C. I already told him, so we'll have a good time. And I'll see
you. We there.
All right. Thank you, Paul. I love you, man. Mm-hmm. Hit me up. And thank you guys again. I appreciate all of y'all.
Peace.
I love
peace,
you. Be safe.
Peace, man. One. So, as always, before we cut off, anybody, guys, you got some closing thoughts? Anybody got closing thoughts?
Go ahead, Mr. J.
Quick shout outs. Mixtape Addict DJ King Flo. I'm going to be on there interviewing on the 30th, 9 p.m. He's a cat out of France. I'll be talking about everything I got going on, talking about live from Vietnam. Shout out to him. Just did the Hood the Mayor and Passport Scoob interview for the documentary. Shout out to them.
Yo, shout out to Hood the Mayor. Shout out to Scoob. Shout out, bro.
Right now, I'm looking at the Fashion and Hip Hop Awards. I might be doing something there.
Yep, we'll be there. I'll be there in March. Yep.
And shout out to So Hollywood Podcast. I may be on there coming up soon. Talking more about what I got going on, of course, and shouting out everything everybody's got going on the Live from Vietnam podcast.
Absolutely, man. Sure. Let's go down to the Mutate God, the CEO of Wood Boy Digital. Got a ton going on. Shout out the yeah. Festival, too, while you're at it. But go ahead, Mutate.
Yeah. Mutate Festival's on the way.
We're changing the date.
The date. It's gonna be the 13th. We didn't wanna compete with Dreamville. That's a hell of a month.
Yeah. Absolutely. Smart move.
So my advisor said, you know what I mean? Like, go the following week. You know what I mean? So I was like,
boots upside your fucking melon. That's what your advisor said. Boots upside your melon.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway, yeah, we pushing the date to the 13th. So, you know, I'll be putting all that promo out and all that. And yeah, Mutate Fest, April 13th. You know, we got all the slots for the artists and everything, vendors and so on and such. But also shout out to my boy Uncle Chuck. You know what I mean? You know how we do.
Shout out to Uncle Chuck. And by the way, hosted by Big Face over there. Hosted by Big Face on that festival.
Oh, for sure.
Shout out to Uncle Chuck.
Shout out to Uncle Chuck. What else we got? Pretty much it right now.
You got Payola Stacks.
We got a lot of stuff going on, man. Like, we got the Madeo magazine.
I want it more than ever. You know what I mean? You go out there and stream that Payola Stacks. I want it more than ever, Al.
Yeah, I want it more than ever. The Madeo magazine, you know what I'm saying? We're pushing that out.
By the way,
there.
That's dope.
You know what
I'm saying? Been deep in that. Everybody go follow Madeo magazine. It's dope.
Yeah. We helping pushing that. We partnership with my peoples and we helping them out with that, so you know, yeah, man, and you know, shout out to whole Wood Boy Digital and everybody in between, man. You know what it is, 472-8376.
Shout out to you, Strong, appreciate for 25 you. Years pushing the culture forward in the area, man. Big ups to you.
Appreciate you. Always. Appreciate your face.
100%, bro. So we're gonna go over to Oso. Shout out to Oso Talented, man. Oso recording artists right here, Latin Loonies, man.
Man, yeah, definitely shout out to Born Talented, man.
Born Talented.
We definitely work.
Also, he's killing it, man. His visuals look crazy, bro.
Yeah, man, we definitely in there trying to create content for everybody.
The good vibes. I love that whole good vibes thing y'all got popping.
It's blowing up, man. You know, shout out
to every artist. If you're an artist in 910 or the surrounding areas, by the way, get paid all the stacks in there, man. Go do the good vibes.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Fire.
We definitely gonna work on it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you gotta get in there. Back to you. I'm sorry, Looney. Go ahead, man.
No, all good. You know, definitely big shout out to Circle of Kings. I know you're gonna be out there at the fight. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to Miami, baby. You know what I'm saying? Hide your butt cheeks. No, don't hide them. Don't hide them.
Hey, yo.
Shout out to
I'm flying. I'm flying first class. Second class. I'm flying second class down there, boy. That's bumps in the bathroom.
Whoa. Butt cheeks. Wow.
Y'all crazy, man. Hey, Looney, man. Give these boys, man. Give these boys, man.
You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to LLT Radio, man. We're definitely putting in work. We're trying to run up, you know,
yes.
Indie artist streams up and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Indie artist, get it, your boy Looney, man. He be giving y'all mad props. He's running this. Same with P, man. We're going to get into that, but go ahead, Looney.
Yeah, Big Dev, I was about to say, y'all definitely tap in with Paul. You know, Paul's on the same thing as well. So that's two sources y'all can run y'all streams up. You know what I'm saying? I just got to tap in. You know what I'm saying?
That's what they don't see. They see the five of us on this camera. They don't understand the network and power we'll be putting together right here. And this, to the city, man, this is what it's about. To the world, this is what it's about.
And then, you know, definitely a big shout out to everybody, you know, that's been listening to my new single. You know, I just checked in on my streams. We're hitting 130,000 on Spotify. So that's major. I really
so just so you know, this morning when my alarm went off, it was on Supremo. Supremo woke me up this morning, bro.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate
that's
that.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying?
And I think if I'm not mistaken, I'm gonna be out there at the Mutate Festival. Am I right?
Yeah, man. You giving up the sauce too early, man. You come on, man.
Don't give up the sauce.
They gave up the sauce too early, man.
Should have given up the little baby face with the heli bobble.
It's all good. He's gonna be there,
man. You know what I'm saying? About that. That's
yeah, he there though. He there for sure.
Yeah, definitely tap in.
It's gonna be huge. I mean, we're gonna get the dopest. And by the way, I'm gonna go ahead and say, Sonny the Star. He hasn't committed, but B-Face will commit for him. Sonny the Star gonna be out there too.
I'm a Sonny, fan.
Sonny, find your boy.
I keep hearing BTS gonna come.
And then as far as finally, but not least,
I work that out. We can make that happen. Definitely, man. Pro Sinatra. I'm trying to get a single with Pro Sinatra right now. Like, shout out to Pro Sinatra, bro. Shout out to all them boys. BTS, Blood to the Sweat. So I want to go over to 2-6 historian, Empire's own Mr. J. Shout outs, Mr. J.
He did his like shout out.
Yeah.
Well, goddamn it. Shout outs to you, Paul. Do your shout outs. Help me. Help
shouts me. Out to everybody that tuned in. Shouts out to everybody that commented. Shouts out to Dennis L.A. White. Shouts out to Lady Luck. Love you.
Yes.
Shouts out to the Live for Vietnam cast. Circle of Kings. We're going to try to get the Circle of Kings up on Tubi. Or Roku or something. We're about to work on that.
It's happening. You know it's happening. It's about to happen. They ain't ready for that. But it's about to happen.
Barry Williams, text Barry Williams and said, you think we could get it up on there? He's like, I don't see why not try it. You know, don't hurt to try. So we'll see. We can get Circle Kings up on Tubi or something.
Barry is that guy, by the way. Man.
Shout out to my dog, Gia.
Oh, shout out to Gia, man. Hey, Gia, you miss Big Face. I'm the only one she don't bark at. She hates all y'all, but she don't hate Big Face.
Me like a motherfucker, bro.
Oh, she gonna bite you. If we let her loose on you, Lily, she'll bite your ass. You taste like Sazon. She said you taste like Sazon.
Oh, man.
So I want to give my shout out to all y'all, first and foremost, man. Shout out to my guys. Every Friday, I look forward to getting my guys is on here. I don't know what y'all get to live, but I get to live where I get to talk to my guys on Friday night and do this shit for a living, which is great. Shout out to Dizzle, man, for making this happen. They pay the bills. They keep the electric on. Yo, get the Lizzle. Dizzle, it's a great taste of mango. Mix that shit up with some liquors. Shout out to L.A. White, man. Welcome home, bro. And thanks so much. Lady Luck, man. What a dope guest she was. Shout out to the whole Fayetteville, man. Don't sleep on yourself, man. Y'all working with New York and Los Angeles. Atlanta can't change your life, but Fayetteville can. It's changed mine and all these cats that you see on the TV screen right here. So shout out to the female MCs of the 2-6. So right now, I mean, I can shout out a lot of females, but I'll say there's an Augusta rapper who is living in Fayetteville now, a female rapper who I can't help but love, Cammy Got Bars. Shout out to Cammy Got Bars, man. I love her music. Shout out to A-Game. Keep doing what you're doing, ladies and gentlemen.
Can I shout out one more person that there was
no,
a name.
You cannot.
Nobody said his name on the show. We got to mention her because she was the first female rapper, according to record deals, is Roxanne Shanté. So, shouts out to Roxanne
Shanté. Shout out to her. For sure.
You know,
the Roxanne and the other Roxanne.
Nobody to pick her as the best single or the best album, but you know, Shouts out to
Roxanne Shanté. Her bio movie was dope too. On was on Netflix a little while ago. That joint was tight, bro.
Yeah.
I learned a lot on that.
And shout out to the explosion of female MCs in Fayetteville because, you know, Straw will tell you this, Paul will tell you this, a lot of us tell you this. 23 years ago, wasn't any. There was none. And now, look, we got, like, we got chicks battling each other. They about to beat each other's ass in parking lots out here. I mean, we got dope-ass MCs in the field now. That's female. And if you, Niecy Brown will whip y'all's ass. Watch out.
Juicy Mind definitely got good music, too.
Yep. Shout out to Juicy Mob. By the way, shout out to Jesus Sandra, your dopest tattoo artist you may never know. Shout out to big ass Jesus. That's my guy. And he said Juicy Mob. So shout out to him, man. Jesus is my guy. So thank you everyone for joining us tonight. As Blop and Phantom, I think you got a whole bunch of shit. That's what we're here to bring you, man. Until next week, man, for all the cats here.
Mm-hmm. 4-7 shit.
Beats by Trill, straight Killerville, dog.